Hello and welcome to the debate. I'm Marcia Hashemi. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, as the Syrian military continued to make gains in their war on terror, the so-called Free Syrian Army and their supporters tried to pull out all the stops, from chemical weapon attacks to the Israelis bombing Syria. It appears that the veil of this unholy alliance is being pulled off. Now, the alliance of Al-Qaeda, Israel, and others appear to be getting clearer and clearer for the world to see. We will be taking a look at this unholy alliance and what it can mean for Syria and the rest of the world.
Israel's aggression opens the door to all possibilities. That's Syria's reaction to Israel's second air raid against the country.
The Syrian military has the right and responsibility to protect its country and people from any form of infringement, either at home or abroad.
Reactions to Israel's violation of a sovereign state were passive as usual. The U.S., EU, UN, and regional Arab countries who have sided with the insurgents over the past 2 years have kept mum. The Arab League didn't even bother to organize an emergency meeting on the attack on an Arab country. And the Turkish prime minister directed his anger at Syrian President Bashar al-Assad instead of Israel. The only strong condemnation, apart from Iran, Russia, and China, came from the Syria-based opposition.
This aggression is an aggression against all Syrian people with all its forces. It's an aggression against Syrian entity. None of the parties have the right to employ this aggression for their benefit. Those who support this aggression do not express the Syrian people's will. We call on the international community to prevent the Israeli enemy from using the internal situation in Syria to accomplish its goals.
Meanwhile, in a blow to the armed opposition and their backers, the UN's top investigator, Carla Del Ponte, has announced that new evidence proves that insurgents and not government troops have used chemical weapons and a nerve agent in Syria.
This has been an absolutely devastating blow to Israel, to the United States, to the UK, and to all of these other powers who have been trying to Hollywoodize this insurgency as if it were a grassroots movement, other than it being a Zionist and Western-backed act of war against Syria in the interest of removing Bashar al-Assad from power.
Chemical weapons inside of Syria, we expect that...
The U.S. had earlier warned that the use of chemical weapons by the Syrian government would be a game-changer, and it would force Washington to rethink its opposition to arming the militants. Damascus accuses Israel of carrying out the aggression with a green light from the U.S. in order to prop up the dwindling armed opposition. The air raids seem to be an effort to engage Syria in a battle on two fronts, one against the foreign-backed militants and the other with Israel. This speculation appears credible as Tel Aviv has deployed its forces and installed two missile interceptor systems near the Syrian and Lebanese borders. The unfolding developments further lay bare the alliance that has been forged between Tel Aviv and armed insurgents against the Syrian president.
Well, I'd like to welcome my guest to the program out of London, a Salafist cleric, Anjam Chowdhury. And out of Wisconsin, from the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance, Kevin Barrett. Welcome both of you to the program. Well, let me start this off in London with Mr. Chowdhury. How can the United States be allied with al-Nusra, which is an al-Qaeda affiliate group in Syria, in your perspective?
Yeah, I don't think that this is the case, in fact. If we look at the situation in Syria, obviously there are many players. There are some people who are calling for the Sharia, those people who are irrigating the land with their own blood and with their lives, and that is people like Jabhat al-Nusra, and of course the other mujahideen who are known as Jundu al-Sham and many other names. These people have sacrificed their life and their wealth for what they believe, which is to remove the Bashar al-Assad regime and implement the Sharia. And obviously, they are facing all kinds of opponents. On the one hand, Bashar al-Assad and his own Shabiha and others who are the mercenaries who are committing all kinds of atrocities. And now we find as well that Hezbollah obviously on the premise that they are defending their own people in Syria, have come into the region, and in fact we have documented evidence that they are as well committing atrocities. Now, what the Americans and the Israelis have appreciated and understand is that Bashar al-Assad is going to go. Therefore, what they want is they want to ensure that the missiles and the weapons do not fall into the hands of Jabhat al-Nusra. It's not about Hezbollah, because the real opponent for them is the Mujahideen who want the Sharia. That will change the face of the whole region. Let's face it, the Shia, Hezbollah, you know, Nasrullah, they have not fired a missile, or they have not fired a bullet, in fact, against the Israelis, you know, since 2006. And the Syrian regime and Hezbollah obviously are allied together. And I think that they know that they're going to face problems, and therefore what they may be doing, in fact, because at the end of the day, these people don't like each other as well. Remember, Khomeini as well declared a fatwa that the Nusayri Alawi regime, in fact, and the Nusayris are, in fact, non-Muslims. So they are having a scenario where, you know, shrines are being destroyed, individuals are being killed, and they want to blame Al-Qaeda. The way that the Hindus, in fact, incited the Sikhs and the Muslims against each other by creating a scenario and atrocities, and then blaming the respective parties.
Let me get
so
Mr.
that they
Kevin Barrett. Let me get my other guests in on this. Mr. Barrett, let's look at this alliance between al-Nusra and Israel. A representative of the group has recently said that Israel is not the enemy, but the Syrian government. What exactly does that mean for an entity claiming to be Islamic?
Well, this whole Al-Qaeda entity, which is a very, very loose entity, the word Al-Qaeda actually means the database, and it originally referred to a CIA database of Arab Mujahideen fighters who were recruited by the CIA and their puppets in Saudi Arabia to go defend the U.S. empire in Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda, quote-unquote, including this Nusra Front in Syria, has never attacked the Israelis. This is nothing new. When they say that the Israelis aren't their enemy, and I agree with Mr. Chaudhry, he's absolutely correct. They've never attacked Israel. In fact, the strange thing about so-called Al-Qaeda is that in all of the years of its supposed existence, never once has it ever attacked Israel. Now, there are Israeli soft targets galore all over the world just waiting for them. But no, who do they attack? They attack Muslims. 95 to 99% of all of the victims and targets of these so-called Al-Qaeda groups have always been and still are their fellow Muslims. Once in a while, they pretend to attack the United States, although we now know that the major so-called Al-Qaeda attacks in the United States, such as 9/11 and these Boston bombings, are false flag events. So what we're really seeing here is that so-called Al-Qaeda, which is now so obviously allied to the state of Israel in Syria, has always been allied to the state of Israel and to the extreme radical pro-empire forces in the U.S. That's what 9/11 was. It was a publicity stunt to cause the U.S. to kill millions of Muslims and to strengthen its empire on behalf of Israel. Okay. So things are becoming very, very clear now. And it's interesting that people like Mr. Chaudhry, who are just such obvious dupes and patsies of this psychological operation by the Zionists and the imperialists, are now cheering for the Israelis and saying, oh, yes, we Al-Qaeda people have never thought the Israelis were the enemy. Well, of course not, because they're working for Israel, and they always have been.
What about that, Mr. Chaudhry? Now, the Free Syrian Army says that they're fighting for the rights of the Syrian people, and yet they're in alliance with Israel and supports Tel Aviv's airstrikes on Syria. How does this work? How can they say on the one hand that they are with the Syrian people when they're allied with the biggest enemy of the Syrians, Israel?
It would help if your guests listened to my comment properly. I said that the Hezbollah and Nasrullah and the Shia have not fired any bullets against Israel since 2006. They are the ones who are the friends of Israel.
And
the
what
fact
about
is
Al-Qaeda?
That, you know, the
his
Mujahideen...
Point, his point was said, he said
that
Al-Qaeda has never...
Al-Qaeda I'm coming on to that. Al-Qaeda and the Mujahideen are fighting. They fought the Russians in Afghanistan. They fought the Americans in Afghanistan. They fight them in Iraq. They fight them in Chechnya. They fight them all around the world. And of course, the Israelis and the occupying Jews are their enemies. They have never said that they don't want to fight them. They want to liberate their land. You know that from the speeches of Sheikh Osama bin Laden, Sheikh Ayman al-Zawahiri. What is happening here is that the Israelis, for Hezbollah, allow me to finish my sentence. The Israelis for Hezbollah, if they are the real enemy, then why are they going north? They should be going south and fighting the Jewish occupiers. Hezbollah are the best friends that Israel could possibly have. The reality is that even though the Israelis destroyed the missiles, for example, which belonged to the Syrian regime, they were very quick to say, we're not against Bashar al-Assad, we're not against Syria, because they know that the presence of Syrian regime and Bashar al-Assad is the only hope of continuing to exist. Because
Mr. Chaudhry, can you answer the point? Can you answer the point that our guest made and also that I asked you? When has al-Qaeda attacked Israel or Israeli targets?
Well, the reality is that Sunni Muslims, for example, Hamas and others in the region, they've been fighting against the Jewish occupation long before Hezbollah even came onto the scene.
Al-Qaeda, so, asked you a specific question. Shias, I did not ask you about Hezbollah or Hamas. I asked you about Al-Qaeda.
Let me tell you one thing. I'll ask you a question. Al-Qaeda do not exist in Syria. Al-Qaeda is a phenomenon of resistance, a phenomenon of wanting to establish the Sharia, the Islamic State. They don't have an administrative presence in Syria. What has happened, in fact, is that the bayah has been given by the Jabhat al-Nusra, for example, to Sheikh
the
Ayman.
The Nusra Front
and
says
well
that it's
Iraq,
allied to Al-Qaeda. It took bayah.
Front against the occupiers. But I can tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing for nothing for your guest and for other people listening, that there is a whole array of people who are fighting against the Muslims. And this includes Hezbollah, includes the Nusayri regime, includes the Americans, includes Israel, everyone. They may have some differences between them, but it is one camp who believe in democracy, who believe in monarchy, who believe in sovereignty belongs to man, against those people who want the khilafah.
It seems that you're not going to answer my question. My question was, when has Al-Qaeda attacked Israel? Mr. Barrett, it seems like I'm not going to get an answer from Mr. Chaudhry. Let's look at, do you think the insurgents in general are getting more desperate and careless? Because it seems that their strange alliances are now actually becoming more and more clear and being exposed.
Well, yes, I think so. And I think that what's really strange is, you know, Mr. Chaudhry is telling us that the Israelis must be intervening in Syria in favor of Hezbollah and against these insurgents. And of course, that's ridiculous. The whole world knows that it's the opposite case. Now, the reason that the Israelis are pounding Syria with their bombs today is that their mercenaries are losing. You know, the Israeli mercenaries, who are basically a bunch of terrorists, a lot of them are prisoners that the Saudis, who are puppets of Israel, have released from their prisons to go kill people and behead people and blow things up and blow up mosques and destroy shrines and spread mayhem in Syria, the same things that so-called Al-Qaeda does all over the world, destabilizing places in service to the Zionists and to the empire. That's what's happening in Syria, but the whole world is waking up to it. The Syrian government is having more and more success in reestablishing sovereignty over its territory. And so in a last-ditch desperate measure, this unholy alliance, as you put it very aptly, between Israel and Al-Qaeda has come right out into the open. And the Israelis are bombing the whatever out of Syria on behalf of Al-Qaeda. So let's just face the facts. Al-Qaeda is Israeli, and the state of Israel is a branch of Al-Qaeda.
Okay, Mr. Chaudhry, the fact that the Syrian army continuing to make gains despite all the money and the equipment being given by the U.S., by the U.K., Qatar, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia, doesn't that in itself prove that they must have the support of the majority of the Syrian people?
I'll tell you something. We're against all of the regimes in the region because none of them are implementing the Sharia. So the Saudi regime, the Qatar, the Bahrain regime, the Iranian regime, you know, the Bashar al-Assad regime, all of these are a bunch of taghut. They are implementing kufr law and they need to be removed and the Sharia needs to be implemented. But it's completely ridiculous to assume that Al-Qaeda, which is the phenomenon of resistance, resisting the Americans, resisting the Russians, the Mujahideen in Afghanistan have completely destroyed the two main superpowers in the world today, and they're calling for the Sharia. And what you find today, in fact, in Syria, is that people all the way from Japan, from Germany, from Sweden, from Britain, from the whole of Europe, are going there to fight against the Bashar al-Assad regime. Yes, you have the FSA, and the majority of them are calling for things like democracy and all kinds of things. They're not united. But the United Front, the Mujahideen, in fact, are very clear, and they are the ones who are being attacked. This idea that they're in some way allied to Israel is the most ridiculous thing. I mean, there are some people who believe that, you know, Elvis is living on some kind of B-52 bomber on the moon. Maybe your friend is in that category. The fact is, the reality on the ground is the Mujahideen are fighting to liberate Muslim land. To say that they're part of Israel or America, I'm afraid, you know, this is the most ridiculous.
Mr. Chaudhry, you say that Al-Nusra is fighting to implement Sharia. I think many people would ask then, what is your definition of Sharia when we have seen innocent people being killed? Bombs exploded. We've even seen graves, companion of the Prophet, being desecrated and they bragging about it. What is your definition of Sharia?
Let me answer that question. The people who are destroying the graves are not the Mujahideen. In fact, the Ba'ath Party are very good at destroying regimes. Their own Shabiha are very good at killing innocent women and children. Hezbollah, the Shia, and the Nusayris together, they're good at raping children, good at raping women, they're good at killing innocent people, they're good at indiscriminate slaughter. They're the ones who are the biggest enemies,
Al-Nusra has taken the responsibility for the desecration of the grave and the exhumation of this body.
Because graves have been destroyed and innocent people have been killed before by the Ba'ath Party. They killed Bhuti, they killed many innocent people, and at the end of the day, they like to blame the Muslims. You know, Bashar al-Assad, his regime have been involved in so many atrocities for the last few years. They have taken responsibility for weapons of mass destruction. They're using gas. So don't put it past them as well to destroy shrines and then to blame the Mujahideen.
Mr. Chaudhry is not answering my question because Al-Nusra has taken responsibility for destroying that grave. But in general, with this situation, I want to talk about the advances of the Syrian military and exactly what that means right now, because we saw that when the Syrian military made the latest advances, then all of a sudden Israel, the timing was amazing as far as then the Israelis coming in with these airstrikes. I want to talk about this alliance and their coordination in your perspective. We see the United States, we see the UK, we see Turkey, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia continually talking about the need to give more money or to give indirect equipment to this the so-called Free Syrian Army. I want your perspective right now about the connection between the victories that the Syrian army has seen recently and then suddenly having Israel coming in and bombing.
Is that for me?
Mr. Baird.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, it's amazing how that works. You know, the Israelis are masters at setting up false opposition groups. They've actually been caught setting up Al-Qaeda cells in Palestine. They've been busted by both Hamas and the Palestinian Authority trying to set up fake Al-Qaeda cells in Palestine. Now, as our guest admitted, Al-Qaeda is a very loose-knit sort of entity, and anybody can start an Al-Qaeda cell. So that group has basically been hijacked, and people like Mr. Chaudhry, who are very, very emotional, but not very cerebral. I mean, people like him are, you know, who are bringing not even checkers to a chess game. They're bringing tic-tac-toe to a chess game. So people like him are being used by the Israelis. And just as the Israelis create a terrorist bombing, is what they call it, just every time they need a provocation to go do what they want to do, they make sure that a terrorist bombing happens at the right moment. And of course, this doesn't mean that all attacks on Israel are created by Israel, but many are. Likewise, in this war on Syria, which is an Israeli war on Syria designed to destabilize Syria and create permanent fitna in the Muslim community, pitting Sunni against Shia, they want it to spread from Syria like a cancer spreading all over the Middle East and all over the world. In order to do that, they need this war to go on. And when it looks like the government of Syria is finally getting a handle on this and chasing out the foreign invaders and being in a position to actually transfer power peacefully and democratically between the Syrian people, not dealing with these outsiders and imperialists and Zionists, that's the moment when the Israelis choose to come in and start pulverizing Syria with their bombs. So obviously the Israelis are working together with al-Nusra and other al-Qaeda-inspired groups in Syria, as well as the so-called pro-democracy people who are they're exactly the same. They're all the same.
All right, Mr. Barrett, I want to get one of our comments in from our Facebook, the fans from Facebook. Now, one person, let's listen to what he has to say. Comment one.
The U.S., Al-Qaeda, and Israel are the satanic alliance of this millennium.
Okay, turning to London, Mr. Chowdhury, your perspective on what our viewer has said.
Well, you know, we have made it clear many times that Al-Qaeda, in fact, does not exist in Syria. And this label of Al-Qaeda for Jabhat al-Nusra, even though they gave the bayah, obviously is proof that for the last 2 years, obviously there was nothing at all. Because when Sheikh Ayman made his speech a couple of weeks ago, that was the only time, in fact, that there was this allegiance towards Al-Qaeda. So what we have, in fact, in Syria are Mujahideen, pure and simple, who are fighting to liberate the land, who are fighting against Bashar al-Assad. And in fact, what we find, in fact, that the atrocities have been committed and are continued to be committed by Bashar al-Assad as they were committed by his father before. Now, what has in fact happened now is that the people know Bashar al-Assad will fall. So now you find the increased interest of the other players. So Israel have come in not because they want to stop Hezbollah, but because they want to stop the Mujahideen getting their hands on the weapons, number one. Number two, Hezbollah have come into the area because they want to support Bashar al-Assad. There's a Shia crest stretching all the way from Turkey into Iran, into Sham, where they are all allied together. And their biggest enemies are the Sunnis and obviously the Mujahideen, who may change the shape of the political situation in the whole region. Thirdly, what we find is that the news and the conspiracy theories that we have of the link between Israel and Al-Qaeda are only found in Sky News and CNN and your own channels. Okay. If you look at the ordinary Muslims, they know worldwide that they are fighting a jihad against an enemy who are allied together.
All right. Okay, Mr. Barrett, your perspective, we're just about out of time. Your take on what Mr. Chowdhury has just said.
Look at the polls. That's absolutely wrong. Well, he's out of his mind. I mean, the polls show that well over 80% of Muslims have an unfavorable idea of Al-Qaeda. And the reason for that is twofold. One is that Al-Qaeda is obviously doing everything it can to give Muslims a bad name in the world. And number two, Al-Qaeda is basically a false flag entity created by the enemies of Islam to defame Islam. So if he really thinks that Muslims around the world support Al-Qaeda, he should go and look at the poll data because it proves that he's wrong.
And on that note, I'd like to thank both my guests. It brings us to the end of the program. Out of London, Salafist cleric, Mr. Anjam Chowdhury, and out of Wisconsin, founding member of the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance, Dr. Kevin Barrett. I appreciate both of you being with us. And as always, viewers, we appreciate you being with us on The Debate. Make sure you join us right here, same time, same place tomorrow. I'm Marzia Hashimi, signing out from Tehran. Thank you and goodbye.